that we simply call Facebook poetry. And why is it called Facebook poetry? Well, it really shouldn't be, because it's not poetry, but it is from Facebook. What is a poem if not just something kind of beautiful? Well, you can see beautiful in beauty, I should say, in all things. And sometimes, I don't know about you, Amy, but I read some of the responses to some of the things we put on the Playhouse Facebook page, and I just get inspired. How about you?
You just think they're so beautiful.
I do. I just think they're gorgeous. Gorgeous experiences in life.
I think the music is what makes it.
And really, every time I read comments on anything on Facebook, I'm like, wow, what a charming human being.
What an inspiring thing to write.
Now, we did a post recently on the Morning Playhouse Facebook page, which by all means, give it a like. That was, what was your superstition? Are you ready for some Facebook poetry?
Yes.
If you haven't figured out, Facebook poetry is us reading these things from Facebook to soft meditation music. Facebook poetry, the superstition edition. My mom told me it's bad luck to put new shoes on the table. And that goes for any kind of table. Kitchen work surfaces, desks, even side tables. If you do, the devil goes in your shoes.
What?
And will possess you when you put your shoes on. I think she really just was tired of me putting my shoes on the table.
Yeah, I think so. But now I feel like I'm going to be paranoid about putting my shoes on the table.
What parent goes immediately to satanic possession to get their point across?
I mean, it works, I bet.
Facebook poetry, the superstition edition. When my family's eating together, everybody must clear their plates at the same time, or the person who's not in a relationship will be single forever and never bear children.
That's, I could get it if it was like kind of a joke, like, oh, last person to eat's gonna be single forever.
Yeah, it seems to go to a dark place.
Yeah.
Always leave through the same door you arrived through, ... or else. What, or else what?
Yeah, what's going to happen? I think there's some instances where you couldn't do that.
What instance? Maybe like a store, maybe.
A store? An airport? You're going to one place and you're leaving in a completely different place.
Well, you'd still be leaving out the same door of the airplane, probably.
I guess.
Unless you're using an emergency exit, in which case things have already gone pretty wrong.
Yeah, your ... has happened.
Facebook poetry, the superstition edition. When your left hand itches, you'll receive money. And when your right hand itches, you'll lose money.
I've heard something similar to that. Like if your hands itch, it means money. But I didn't realize each hand meant something.
My dad's superstition is that if you eat anything with a face, its real counterpart will die. For example, if you eat gummy bears, a real bear will die. I still can't eat things with faces 25 years later. I don't think I've had a gummy bear since I was about 7 years old.
Question. I eat a lot of Sour Patch Kids. What's the real counterpart?
An angry, rude little child.
Okay.
Well, in that case.
Yeah.
And finally, Facebook poetry, the superstition edition. If you come home after 6 p.m., you need to enter your house backwards or an evil spirit will follow you inside and never leave that home.
When does the times then go back to normals? From 6 to when?
That's true. I need a full window.
Me too, because are we leaving? What time do we leave in the morning? Do we still need to walk backwards?
Yeah, what's the reset point? I guess that's an important one to know.
I would like to know that.
That's always what bothered me about gremlins, too. Don't feed them after midnight. Well, it's always after a midnight. What's the window?
I've never watched that movie, so I'm not sure. I really don't know what you're talking about.
They're the little pretty little critters that turn
I've
into
seen
mean
them.
Little
they
critters.
They look kind of like Furbies.
Oh, well, you know what? That's actually what they based them off, Furbies, yeah.
Serious?
Yep. Furbies came first.
I think you're lying about that.
I might be. This has been Facebook poetry.
No, I thought we were supposed to snap.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Coffee house it.